Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf, now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is Bob Ike, joined by John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. It's day 10 of the 32-day summer session. John Lindo, we've got an 11-race card here at Del Mar starting at 2 p.m. Two stakes races today. The Grade 1 Clement Hirsch goes as the 10th race. Seismic Beauty is the 5-2 program favorite in there. Also have a Cowbred Stakes in the 5th. It's the California Dreamin' Stakes. We'll have coverage today from Saratoga, where they have the Jim Dandy. At Colonial, the Arlington Million. Gulfstream Park, Ellis Park, John Lindo, plenty of racing to keep us busy today. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Coast to coast, we've got action, grade one action around the country, and a lot going on here. It's going to be a warm day, but it's we talk about warm here, and I see what Las Vegas is today. It's going to be like 117, so we're in the right spot, Bob.
We're a little spoiled. The heat and humidity is a little bit higher than we're used to here in the summer, but when you look around the country, I guess we're still pretty lucky. John, let's go back a week and talk about an old-timer that set the record for Del Mar Stakes wins. That was Gold Phoenix winning his second Eddie Reed. Got up in a very tight photo over Cabo Man and Formidable Man. It was a very good race. It was a race, John, I thought, and I know you did too, Gold Phoenix, we thought, was just prepping for the Del Mar handicap later in the meet, a race he's won four times, but that gave him his sixth stakes win at Del Mar, all during the summer meets, more than any horse in history. Pretty impressive.
That's amazing when you think about it. He hasn't used the fall meet to boost that total at all, just during the summertime. And I agree. I thought he was a mile and three-eighths horse with a Del Mar handicap. I thought they were going to give him a race. Terrific ride by Hector Berrios, saving ground, splitting horses. And in a desperate photo, he ran down Cabo Spirit and Formidable Man, got it by, and he was game as he always is. He's an 8-year-old gelding, and it's great to see horses like this well-managed. He gets turned out every winter, gets brought back by his connections, Phil D'Amato and Little Red Feather and partners. Just a fun ride, a beautiful chestnut horse, and I never thought he was going to be this good for this long. He's fooled me, and congratulations to everybody involved.
Yeah, they've kept him going. They've given him breaks when he needed it. Cabo Spirit made the lead, and he set his kind of pace, and that's the way I envisioned the race. Formidable Man had a little trouble coming out of the chute. He got jostled and may have lost some position, but I really thought he was kind of under a ride on the far turn. He wasn't going like he normally does. I could see he was in a little bit of trouble. I still thought the race was on the front end, and here comes the big chestnut splitting horses. A great ride there. Congratulations to Little Red Feather and all the connections on Gold Phoenix. And he could make it five Del Mar handicaps in a row. That is an incredible. Just to get there, it's going to be an incredible accomplishment.
Right. To run in a stakes race five times and run like a Kona Gold in the Breeders' Cup Sprint, that's almost impossible. But to win that race 4 years in a row, going for five, and it's on the radar for them later on in the meet, that'll be fun to watch.
And that's a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup turf. So we know he's going to come and show up. John, let's talk about another remarkable on the human front. Dylan Donnelly, the handicapper who won the 2026 NHC. Well, he came back and scored again in the Del Mar Challenge last weekend. It was a two-day contest, $6,000 buy-in. He was kind of just lingering around, maybe hovering, and then he made his score in the final race of the contest with, a big exacta, and Dylan does it again. Remarkable, John. $800,000-plus winning the NHC, a whole bunch of money in the pot for the Del Mar Challenge. He's 34 years old. His story's been well documented. Paralyzed from the waist down in a tragic car accident years ago, but he has tunneled all of this into really what I think being the greatest tournament player that we've seen.
I agree, Bob. He turned a $4,000 live money bankroll over 2 days into $54,000. That's unbelievable as it is, and with the prize money, which included a Breeders' Cup betting challenge berth, a Pacific Classic betting challenge berth, and $72,000 in cash. He cashed out for $141,000 in this tournament. And you talk about the flight lines and spectacular bids that we've seen. This is the best tournament handicapper I've ever seen. It doesn't matter the format. It doesn't matter what track. Dylan Donnelly comes up with prize horses that win. He's really fun to watch. And you want to see somebody good at what they do. Watch this guy and watch the leaderboard and watch how his name keeps moving up.
It's always around there. And, you know, I think it's starting to have the Tiger effect now.
Yeah, intimidation.
Because I play in a lot of these. And, you want to think you can win any tournament.
Sure.
And anybody can on any given day.
Yeah.
And I've finished ahead of Dylan in some of them. And it's a great feeling. But when you beat the you got to beat the champ to be the champ.
Right.
Well, if he could somehow come back and win the BCBC, which I'm hoping he doesn't do, But if he can do that, I mean, that would be the most remarkable run we've
seen. Grand Slam in golf.
Exactly right. Yeah. All right, so congrats to Dylan. Well-deserved. This guy does the work. He makes the right bets. And you know what, John? He wins the right photo at the end, too. He won the NHC by 84 cents,
and he
got the right photo here. I think he had a one-way exacta. So you need a little luck as well as some greatness involved. Let's talk about Kentucky Downs. They run after or right towards the end of our meet here at Del Mar. They changed their minimums, John. Win, place, and show bets go to $5, so that's a first. It's always been a $2 increment since, I think, the beginning of betting in Parimutuel system here. But you're suggesting why not lower their takeout to 10% or lock the CAWs out instead of raising the minimum bet?
Well, a couple of years, this year they're also adding the $3 late pick three and the $5 late double. And they're going to have a reduced takeout, I think a 15% takeout, which is good for the players. And I don't get why they're making the minimum on a win, place, or show bet $5. If they want to do something for the players, like I said, the Kentucky circuit, with all the additional revenue from gaming, they're the one circuit that could take a stand against the computer-assisted wagering groups and say, we're going to lock you out at such and such time. We don't want all these late odds changes, which are prevalent everywhere they run in Kentucky. Or they could just lower the takeout. If you want to get new players into the game like they're trying to do with the win, place, and show, if you make the takeout the same as a takeout would be on a sports bet, 10%, then maybe you just lower certain bets at a 10% takeout, get those players to switch over from sports into horse racing, introduce them that way. I don't know why this happened. And last year, Bob, they raised the win, place, and show takeout 1%, and it's now 17% compared to California, where the win, place, show takeout is 15.5%. So they have room to lower that if they really wanted to.
John, the results here at Del Mar have been tough. Favorites have been at less than 20% going into yesterday. We had a carryover into yesterday, and a single ticket winner had covered about five or six horses in the last race and got the win there. But the results have been tough here. We like it tough, but it's been a challenge, no question about it.
Absolutely. It's been tough for me, I know. And it's hard, and if you're a rolling bet player, it's tough to string the bets together. I'm actually shortening up some of the bets into daily doubles and things as opposed to the pick fours and pick fives. I haven't had any luck with those. So you just have to realize what it is. And, usually there's a week or two at Del Mar where you just throw up your hands and say, I have no clue. I'm hoping that's what the first 2 weeks were and we get into a rhythm for the rest
right.
of the meet.
And I've told friends this in the past, and I stick by it. I say, you're going to get about three or four chances at Del Mar to make your meet, whether that's whatever your bet is, pick six, pick five,
whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to get three or four chances. You're going to have a whole lot of losing days. You better take advantage of those three or four opportunities and really make it count. And, John, so far you and I have not seen one of those three or four opportunities. But we still have 23 days left. We're only a third of the way through. I think it's going to level out. I've always enjoyed this meet more once you see them get a race over
Absolutely.
The track.
Absolutely. I think more than ever this year, it was so quick. I think the main track opened on the Tuesday before the Friday opening. So no horses opening really weekend got to work over the racetrack before they ran. And I thought we had a little bit of a random result. I think we're going to see things kind of level out where you do the work and you get the results.
And let's give credit where credit is due. We were pretty hard on Joel Rosario last Saturday. He was 3 for 58 coming into yesterday, a whole bunch of seconds. But he doubled his output. He got three wins yesterday. He's a respectable six wins now. So maybe we lit a little fire under Joel.
You put him in the winner's circle, Bob. It was all you.
You know, he's had trouble at the gate.
Yes.
Even yesterday, one of the races he won, the 5 furlong turf sprint in the opener.
Right. Did not break sharp.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of seconds where he's come up short. His horses are flying at the end. So. Who knows? Joel Rosario is an enigma to me. He's a guy who's he's in the Hall of Fame. He's had a great career. He's had a great number of years. And boy, I just can't figure him, and not usually on the right end of it with him.
There's always one of those guys for whoever you are. Somebody seems to have your number. You're zigging when they're zagging and all that. So Joel is your albatross.
Yes, so far definitely has been. John, good card today. And as I mentioned, 11-race card. We've seen the full fields. That's continued on. 2 o'clock post, we mentioned a couple nice feature races. For the Lindo Report, John, I want to get the number out at the South Point. Plenty going on there, as always. And you also, besides Full Card Del Mar, you did the Colonial Stakes races today on that Arlington Million card. So, first of all, tell us about the South Point. Let's get a phone number. Let's get your radio pick.
You can reach Steve Johnson. He's the racebook manager at the South Point Hotel, 866-780-7223. Ask him how you can get your Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. And, again, we've got football season coming up. Great time to get out there and take in some football where you can make legal wagering on the sports. What do you know? As far as today, I did the races 7 through 11. That's the sequence with a 12% takeout of Colonial Downs, all stake pick 5, and it ends with the Arlington Million. So that's a good sequence of races today. Obviously, the full card at Del Mar. And for the radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to race 9 at Del Mar. In the ninth race today, number 3, Bally Von Gig, won the same Calbert allowance over this course last year, but was DQ'd for a medication violation. Last time down the hill at Santa Anita, just a little bit too far. 5 furlongs is what he wants. He gets it back today. He's got speed and an inside post. 3-1 on the morning line. I think Bally Von Gig doing what he wants to do today in the ninth at Del Mar. And, Bob, you have your sheet available for today, so let's get a radio play and what you've got going there.
Right, I used races 5, 8, and 9 as my best plays, $144 in a very competitive late pick 5, and I'm going to give out the horse I singled on my pick 5 ticket, and that is the 8th race, which is a really good 6.5 furlong dirt sprint where first level allowance horse is going in here, and I think there's a very legitimate pace signed up. I could see 2 or 3, 4 horses maybe battling it out. I think it sets up for number 4, Uncle Chili. You can throw his last race out. He stumbled badly. That was a Calbred Stakes behind Big City Lights. Stumbled, never got untracked. He goes back to Ayuso today. He had won 3 in a row for Mullins prior to that, sprinting and routing. I think he's going to sit a great trip in here behind the speed, tuck in. He's back on Lasix today. He's back with Ayuso, and the Mullins barn just about as good as anybody out here. So let's go to the 8th race. My pick 5 single is number 4, Uncle Chili, 4-1 on the morning line. And don't forget that Lindo Report free at the South Point. And also my selections, your selections, Bob Mazursky's available at todaysracingdigest.com. And my picks are also available at bobikepicks.com. John, let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike, John Lindo, live from Del Mar. John, let's talk about our cowbred of the week, and it was the winner of yesterday's stake and a horse that was trying dirt for the first time.
Right. The horse's name, He's a Knockout, who won the $150,000 Real Good Deal Stakes. He's a Knockout is my Smiling Tiger out of the Acclamation Mare Style Award, ridden by Joel Rosaro, your very close friend, by the way.
He was put up a heck of a ride on the lead.
He sure did, and the horse was game winning, too. He's owned and bred by Harris Farms, trained by Carla Gaines. Again, He's a Knockout was making his first start on dirt. He won $85,000 yesterday. His career earnings now over $175,000. And now proven on dirt and turf, a nice future in store for He's a Knockout.
John, let's talk about the Uncorked Wine Festival, which is happening today at Del Mar.
Right. If you want to come out, they have the wine festival. My wife's been part of that in the past. I think she's going to sit this one out. But
past performances would say she's going to sit.
She didn't
this
cool
one.
Out from the last one too well, so I think she's taking a break today. But it is out there, and if you want to get tickets, go to dmtc.com. Grab your tickets there.
And, John, how about the Oak Tree stepping up with the $500 Groom Award to the best turned out?
The Oak Tree Racing Association is still doing a lot for the horsemen. Today is Oak Tree Day at the races. Every racer can have a best turned out horse, and the groom of that horse will get a $500 stipend from the Oak Tree Racing Association. They're the guys that have bought the horse ambulances for us on track, do a lot of the backstretch, the dental care, things like that. They support so many of the industry leaders. Just a great organization, Oak Tree Racing Association.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's racingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, How are you?
Doing well, Bob. Wanted to start off with a couple trainers that had, you know, really small barns going in that now are kind of out of business. Cliff Seiss, who sent out Dancing Flyer for a win. The horse got claimed. Rafael De Leon had one get injured the other day. Kind of a sign of the times, Bob, where the larger barns keep getting bigger and The smaller barns are shrinking and going out of business.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing that's happening now. And, you know, hopefully both guys will be able to find some clients and be able to get some more horses. You know, Cliff Seitz has been a fixture on the circuit for a long, long time. You know, he went away for a while to be farm manager for Denny Craig, like in about 2010 or 11, I believe it was. And then Rafael de Leon has trained a long time, especially for Jamie Ranella, and he had, you know, he did really good with that Stakes Place Mare Cheesemosa. So hopefully both of them will be able to find some business and stay in the game.
Yeah, let's hope so. Bob, wanted you to preview the Grade 1 today. That's the 10th race, Clement L. Hirsch Stakes. The 5-2 favorite is Seismic Beauty. She comes off a couple clunkers, stumbled in the Breeders' Cup, then got cooked in a speed duel last time with one of the fillies in the race, Simply Joking. I would look for a different strategy from one of the two today, or it's going to end up being a repeat of what happened. But we have a couple new faces coming in. We have Almond Joy, who ran them both down. How did you see the Clement L. Hirsch?
Yeah, Seismic Beauty is really the wild card in this race. She won this race last year when she was in, you know, really good form. You know, as you said, she comes off two clunkers. How are they going to ride her today? If her and Simply Joking do the same thing they did last time, then it's going to set up nicely for Almond Joy, who likes this track and was a big winner of the Santa Margarita. And then I like Majestic Oops a little bit. Coming in from Churchill Down, she chased Splendor and Immersive and the Shawnee. Both of those horses would be favored in this race. So I made her my top pick. And I'm going to look for a race 3-1 from behind, so I'm just going to focus on Almond Joy and Majestic Oops and the exotics I would play.
Sounds good, Bob. We also have a couple new faces. Chasen comes in for Brad Cox. Eunomia comes in for Safi Joseph. So, John Lindo, a lot of flavor in this race from horses, you know, coming from different places. And Bob Mazursky's Majestic Oops, who's making her second start for Phil D'Amato. So,
well, that's what you get when you get a Grade 1. You get horses from around the country. It makes for an interesting and a tough gambling race. I know, Bob, you've got other races, too, that you're going to have your eye on. Let's get a radio play from you for today.
I'm going to go to the fifth race, the California Dream, and I like number six, Mr. Disrespectful. Comes off not two nice wins at Lozal. He's more than capable on turf. He won a grass race on this course last year, overcoming trouble to do so. I think he could make the lead in this race or sit second if somebody else really wants it. I just really like this horse. He's versatile, and I think he'll get a great trip. So number six, Mr. Disrespectful in race five.
That is Bob Mazursky's radio play. For his full card selections and best plays, go to todaysracingdigest.com. Full graded handicap in all the Southern California newspaper groups, papers. Bob, thank you very much, and we will talk again next Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully today will go better. We won't need any of that wine.
Well, it's here if you need it, Bob.
All right.
Glug, glug. Glug, glug. All right, Bob. Thank you. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from the Cool Climbs of Las Vegas. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well. A little toasty over there, huh, Bruce?
Yeah. Like I said, I have been discussing before, this is the comparison for East Coasters when they have to stay in during the winter. This is what we go through right now. So it was worse a couple of years ago. That's the best I could say. But it's darn hot right now.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, some really good news for racing. Announced that Fox TV is going to add Del Mar to their coverage next year. They've already added the Pacific Classic on August 22nd. So, in addition to all their coverage with the NYRA program back there, adding Del Mar, it really appears that Fox is coming to the fore as kind of the network that's going to latch on to horse racing.
And, you know, maybe this is a plus because nothing against FanDuel, but I think, you know, the Fox signal gets more, you know, viewers, I would think, than FanDuel. So this could be a net gain, I think, in some respect for Southern California. I get the feeling that maybe more people will be watching on TV than before.
Especially when it moves to the main Fox, no doubt about it, John. That's a big audience. Tony Olivotto doing a great job for him back there. And, you know, we've seen Todd Schrupp and Simon out here and Michelle Yu. So more of the same and more next year. That's going to be great.
Well, it's nice to see somebody stepping up to keep the industry, you know, in the public eye as we get some changes on FanDuel. So it's important. Hey, Bruce, you know, you look around the country, not only at Del Mar. I know you look at Saratoga. There's a great card at Colonial Downs. Let's get a couple of plays for you. First one from out of state. Where do you want to go?
to Saratoga. I'm going to take a look at the seventh race, a mile and an eighth, non-winners allowance horses. And I like the three-year-old coming out of stakes races here off the layoff, the four universe. He's been away 4 months. He's a first-time Lasix and gelding, first-time gelding today. He was ultra-impressive, winning on this track back last August in his debut. So we know he likes this track. He ran pretty well as a two-year-old. Not quite as well in some graded stakes races at Fairgrounds. He's been given the time off. He's back at Saratoga. And the other thing I like, I watched a workout with on July 10th. He worked with a horse that's in the feature race today. I believe it's called Booked. Yeah, the Steve Asmussen horse in the sixth race, who I believe is the favorite. Worked against Universe in a three-furlong workout. And I know he's supposed to outwork the two-year-old, but he just blew by Dick Universe, that two-year-old, for fun, and was visually impressive. So I think this horse really perks up over this track, gets back in against allowance horses finally for the first time since breaking maiden. I think you're going to see a rejuvenated version of him. Race 7. Let's go with the 4 Universe at 8-1 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, we always get two picks from you. Come out to Del Mar for your second one.
Let's go to the 11th race, and the number 10 horse, Timme, I believe. Is that something about South Park? I think that there's a character. I'm not a South Park fan, but I believe that's a character in that show. Anyway, Timme comes in from Churchill Downs, ran fourth last time out, first time in for a tag. Let's go back to the videotape. Didn't have a whole lot of speed, kind of checked slightly on the far turn, then really got rolling at the top of the lane, and Machado the rider had a chance to split horses in early stretch, and he bailed. He just put the brakes on. He went to the rail. I thought maybe she lost a little bit of his momentum at that point. He still ran fourth. Now he drops in class. Huge trainer upgrade. Brian Lynch, a veteran conditioner, kind of an unsung trainer, has had a heck of a year. Goes from a 6% trainer to Brian Lynch, the drop in class. Juan Hernandez gets aboard. It looks like all systems go. Race 11, the 10, Timme. At 7-2 on the morning line.
As announcer Pete likes to say down at Gulfstream Park, Timme! So he plays it up. We'll try to play it up for you, Bruce. Timme, the 10 horse at 7-2, is Bruce Finkelstein's radio pick. Tell us what's available today at the website.
Full card analysis at Del Mar. We have all 11 races, the last 7 races at Saratoga. Audio is included with that. And also the 4 best plays today at Del Mar, all at BetOnBruce.
Good luck, my friend, and let's talk again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Let's take our next time out, John, when we come back. John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets, Scott Shapiro from Express Bet. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our staple of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. Before we bring in Mr. Hardoon, how about a word from the NTRA and these NHC qualifiers today, John?
Well, if you want the chance to try and beat Dylan Donnelly in the 2027 NHC next spring in Las Vegas, two chances today. There's a $155 live qualifier, which means you pick every race as they go along at horseplayers.com with two seats guaranteed. And there's the $1,000 Jim Dandy Challenge at the track at Saratoga, but you can also play it at nyrabets.com, also with two NH seats guaranteed. And remember, next year's NHC champion receives a $1 million first place prize.
John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Doing really well. Just we haven't really touched on it much, so how about a quick word on your feature race at Saratoga? It's the 10th race, the Jim Dandy traditional prep race for the Travers. Only a field of five. John, it looks like a walking lead to me for Chip Honcho. Who's going to come out of their game plan and try to pressure this horse?
Well, I think Commandment is. He's putting blinkers on today. He's changing riders to Pratt, and I think Pratt's going to get him out, and I think he's going to sit on top of Chief Honcho, but obviously Chip Honcho has quite an edge pace-wise.
John, speaking of Pratt, and you talked about this on Mike's show last Sunday, one of the remarkable things I've seen in a long time is when he came out of the saddle after winning a race in a close photo and kind of grabbed onto the horse next to him and held on for a few strides until he could get his feet out of the stirrups, and then he dropped to the ground. Everybody avoided him. You talk about an athlete. This guy is one, Flavien Pratt.
It was really an amazing thing to see if you've never seen something. Well, I've never seen anything like that with the exception of last year. If you remember, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, it happened when a horse cut off Ortiz, and he ended up on top of another horse. Crazy things happen. But listen, what Pratt did last week was not only avoid a disaster by holding on. He gave everybody a chance behind him to bail out and avoid the accident, because it could have really gotten ugly, but it didn't.
Yeah, that was the seventh race last Saturday at Saratoga. Flavian was aboard a horse named Jack's World. If you wanted to watch the replay, don't watch to the wire. Watch after the wire. That's when all the action happened. Yeah, John, I know you did Saratoga. I know you did Del Mar today. I think you did Colonial Downs as well. We get a couple plays from you. The first one's usually out of state. Did you want to go to Saratoga or Colonial for your first play?
So let's go to Saratoga and look at race number 11, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And I love the number one horse in here, Illmatic. This is a three-year-old called Ride a Switch today to Flavian Pratt. Miguel Clement sends out this horse. This horse has two races on Lasix, and they were by far his best two races. He goes back on Lasix today, has the advantage of breaking from the inside. I like number one, Illmatic, to win today's 11th race at Saratoga.
Nice 9-2 on the morning line for John Hardoon. John, how about your second radio play? Where are you going to go?
Let's go to Del Mar. Look at race number 5. This is the Cal Dreamin' Stakes, I guess. And I love the number 7 horse in here, On the Whim. 6-year-old gelding from the Dean Pedersen barn, Thiago Pereira aboard to ride. The horse has a win at Del Mar on this turf course at this distance. Fastest horse in the race. I like number 7, On the Whim, to win today's 5th race out at Del Mar.
And tell us what's available today at johnhardoon.com and give us some prices as well.
JohnHardoon.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Colonial, Saratoga, and Del Mar selections.
Very good, John. Have a great day, and let's hope Saratoga kind of pulls it together here. We've had some strange goings on there, and I know it's been frustrating.
They had 10 inches of rain in 2 days. It definitely screwed up the track. I mean, yesterday you had horses being eased, a million late scratches at the gate. You're right. Let's hope they get the act together.
Hey, John, what are the conditions? They've been off the turf for 2 days. Are they back on the turf today at Saratoga?
Yes, no rain expected till tomorrow, so today should be clear, and we'll get through it. They ran the first race on the turf already, and all good.
Very good. Thanks, John. Now we're going to get things. Second half of Saratoga is going to go without any flaws.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, that was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Some news came out about Hawthorne being sold to a non-racing entity that's going to officially close racing in Chicago. Don't know if you ever got to those tracks in that area, but at one time I think there were 5 thoroughbred tracks. Of course, we lost Arlington, which I got to see once at the Breeders' Cup, which was an absolutely beautiful facility. So I don't know if you spent any time up there, Shapper, but racing done in the Chicago area.
Yeah, sold to a non-racing entity for $90 million. Alamac, 2023 LLC, like you said, expected to close the end of July. They had to file for Chapter 11, and they owed over $100 million. So tough scene there. I lived in Chicago the first year after I graduated from college. But I didn't have a car, and it was always fine for me just to go to OTBs, and I could take the train to a couple OTBs in Chicago. So that's what I would always do. I wish I went to Arlington, but never made it to either of the tracks and harness ones either. But, yeah, 5, I think, is the number. But, I mean, it's a big hole when you lose the third biggest city in the country, and one that's in the Midwest, close to the heart, you know, the heart of the racing scene in Kentucky right now, basically, you know, Arkansas right there too. You're going to lose potential fans that might have gone out to the track. So no good news when this stuff happens. Wish it could have gone different. Wish I could have helped.
Yeah, no doubt. Never good news when a track closes, for sure. And one that did is Arlington Park, where the Arlington Million is now run at Colonial, of all places. Shapper wanted you to preview the Arlington Million. That's the 11th at Colonial Downs. We've got a horse who's really become a turf marathon specialist in the 5-horse Burnham Square. He won on the lead last time. I'm going to look for different tactics because he got it done last time, but that's not the way he wants to run. How did you see this race? By the way, scratch number 7, Mercante, and we have a field of 7.
Yeah, Mercanti was a kind of a price play I was interested in because I thought, like you said, the pace could be – well, you didn't say the pace could be murky, but I think it'll put Burrow Square in a stalking spot instead of on the lead. Because like you said, I think he's tactical. I don't think he wants to run without a target. The scratcher Mercanti takes one of the potential speeds out. I think it'll be layabout type of zone training. Drawn down towards the inside of the Boogaloo with Pete Evans and aboard. And then Dresden Row and Burnham Square will probably be in that next flight of horses. He's probably not a very good bet today in the race, but I don't really have that much excitement in trying to beat him. When I look around at this field, I think you've got some horses that we probably have seen the best of already. Some that have never been good enough to beat him. And, you know, I don't really see the up-and-comer other than him. He seems to be the fastest horse now and the one that's kind of peaking at the right time. So I wasn't that worried about the loss. The near loss last time, and I finally left the wire. And Burnham Square looks like a pretty nice potential single here. But again, I don't like it from a betting perspective. It's kind of a tough race to want to bet on.
Well, Schaffer, there are races that you like to bet on. I know you did the work at Saratoga. You've been concentrating on that a lot. I don't know if you want to go there for your radio play, but just before we do, you mentioned, you know, the closing of Arlington Park. They add to the list in from the Illinois area, Sportsman's Park, Maywood Park, and Balmoral Park. So now add Hawthorne to that list. It's kind of sad that Chicago, which has great racing fans, doesn't have a product to give them. Let's go ahead and get your radio play from wherever you want to go today.
Yeah, I agree with all there. I'm going to go to race 9 at Saratoga, which is the Lake Georgia Grade 3 on the inner turf. And I think the 6 horse, Amber Glenn, is the 3-year-old filly on the come here for Brad Cox, taking on a good field that includes Lion Lake, who's been a quality achiever. I think necessarily had a nose to the wire of late, but has run well in a number of graded stakes. You've got Deep Learning, who was a very fast and a finisher for Chad Brown and Clarvix last year. And then you have Amber Glenn, who will take some support as well. Amber Glenn's the one I like. The debut was awesome. The team room was caught wide throughout on October 23rd. Kept running, going away. I'm not worried about the all-weather that was originally scheduled for the turf. They gave her time off after that. The two races after, both were very good. I think she's a serious filly. I don't think she'll be on the lead like she was in the last race. I think she'll be in a stalking position. And she's got Irider Jr. aboard. So Amber Glenn for me in race number 9 at 5-2 on the morning line at Lake Georgia, Saratoga.
That is Scott Shapiro's radio play brought to us by ExpressBet. Keep up the good work, my friend, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Enjoy yourself, and good luck today.
Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett from South Florida, Michael Rona, he's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That'll be the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar, the Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern.
Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. It's another huge weekend of live nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos with full action-packed cards on tap. Get ready to play Night Racing's Best Bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. Tonight, we feature a huge pick six carryover of over $57,000. With all the new money expected to pour into the pool this evening, the total pool could reach around $175,000. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month, like the John Deere California Juvenile on August 8th, the Claiming Futurity on August 16th, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. And remember, don't miss the $57,000 pick six carryover tonight. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar. The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, if the listeners can't be here for live racing at Del Mar, how about some simulcast options?
Well, if you're up in the Inland Empire area, mention Bob Ike's name at the Derby Room at Fairflex Park. They're already waiting to serve you in Orange County. First stop, Los Alamitos. They'll be open for simulcasting and live racing tonight. The OC Tavern, if you're in San Clemente, at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And if you're in downtown San Diego, can't get up here to Del Mar, go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego.
Let's go to Toby Callett in South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Toby, just want to kind of touch on the winner you gave us last week and the structuring of your bets, because you turned a 420 winner named Severely Overpaying into very good value, 12-1 in the exacta, 29-1 in the try. So just tell the listeners a little bit about how you structure looking for that kind of value, and you can make it even off a relatively short-priced winner.
Well, considering what racing has become, that even through the years when fields were fuller, I'm always looking for the winner. And I, at first, if it's 3-5 or 1-5 or 15-1, that isn't the issue. The issue is trying to extract value from what might otherwise not have any value. And based on the fact that I thought that last week's play would be forwardly placed, I wanted those that would be in close attendance, because I thought that that would be where the race shaped up. It happened to work out that way. I wouldn't bet a 3-5. Admittedly, I didn't think that horse would be that short of a price, but that we had no control over. So going into the gimmicks, if you don't necessarily like the second choice, even though you like a 3-5, then you can start to think about exactas and tries. I notice on your sheet you point out a lot of times X with all with X, something that I've done all the way back to the first time I saw a guy playing trifectas at Charlestown Racecourse 50 years ago. So, it's just the idea of try to find the winner, and then if you do have anything that you think has some value, use it underneath and try to land on the numbers you like best, but be willing to spread out a little bit. If you like a 30-to-1 shot underneath an even money, you might be able to get 15, 20, 30-to-1 on the gimmick with an even money on top. It's happened before, and I'm sure it'll happen again. And a little imagination helps, Bob, I guess, is the bottom line.
Good explanation, Toby. Wanted to make it 2 weeks in a row for you now. Looking at Gulfstream, very light card today with 13 program scratches. So don't know if you're going to stay in Florida or maybe come out our way. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I actually love your card today, and one of the horses I love is your radio play, so I'm not going to step on your toes. But even with the 13 scratches, the ninth race today at Gulfstream is intact. There are seven runners, and they're all scheduled to go postward. There's three horses or three fillies that come out of the same race. That's the 4 Motown Soul, the 5 Sweet Taste, and the 6 Serrania. Sweet Taste and Serrani are trained by the same connection, owned and trained by the same connection that Uncoupled. I like the 6 Serrani to get a good trip in here today and get the job done. I like Motown Soul to improve off the one turf race. I think that the Sweet Taste would be all right, but we've got to respect the fact that the 7, Get a Hold of Yourself, will take these into the stretch at the very least. So I'm going to go 6-4, 6-4, 7-5 to stay alive. But this is a real good spot that if the 7 doesn't hold on, you could take the 6 over the 4-5 and make a bunch of money. So don't
very good. Thanks, Toby. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Final stop, Michael Rona down at LaSalle. He's the track announcer. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, you've got a pick six carryover of 57,000 and the AQHA Racing Championship Challenge tonight. So a lot to look forward to on tonight's card.
Yes, it's a very good card. The last race is the grade two that you mentioned, and the winner will earn an automatic berth into the grade one AQHA Racing Challenge Championship in October at the Downs at Albuquerque in New Mexico. So this is a California qualifier, and it's a small field, but a very interesting race with a few different angles in play. Scoops Dynasty, number 4, was 4-1 in the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, run by Lethal Cowboy last time out, and he stumbled badly at the start, put a pen through that, and he's a terrific 7-year-old who's put forward many great efforts across his career at Los Alamitos. Bold and Beautiful's the 8-5 morning line favorite. Drawn Gate 2, the only mare in the field, but a strong closing second, beaten the nose by the reigning California Horse of the Year, Shaken Going On, last time out at grade two level fillies and mares race. She closed into a very fast final 220-yard split at 350 yards and gets up to 440 tonight. So I think she deserves to be the favorite and is the one to beat. Invasive number 3 has very good stakes form at Los Alamitos when last seen here in the middle of last year, has been campaigning out of state for a while. And there's a shipper from Turf Paradise with stakes form out in gate 5. He's my sweetheart, a newcomer to this area, who's 3-1 on Ed's morning line. He's giving that horse plenty of respect. So despite it being a 5-horse field, it's not a straightforward close to a very challenging pick six sequence.
Well, Michael, we have an 11 race card at Del Mar today, so we need to know what your first post time is, and obviously a radio play for the Under the Lights tonight at Los Al.
First post, John, is 7:25. I'm going to try to get the ball rolling in the first leg of the pick six tonight, which is an 8-horse field in a filly and mare claimer at 4.5 furlongs. Going to try my luck around the turn with the radio play. Race 3, number 7, Japina Pasadena. I really liked her race 2 starts back from gate 1 when she was antsy, broke slowly and inwards, and then was blocked around the turn behind the tiring leader. It was a very good third, and last time out. She was third again against slightly tougher. She's back to the same level as two races ago. And she has the best post position draw in 12 months. She hasn't had many cracks from wide gates. And I think the race shape sets up well for number seven, Chapina Pasadena, in race three. Chris Wade, our track handicapper at Losail, is conducting some tours of simulcast facilities, raising awareness of our new simulcast program available at losalamitos.com and YouTube. And he'll be at the Hollywood Park Casino this evening, handing out some Losail hats and doing some meeting and greeting. So if you're in the area, Chris Wade will be at the Hollywood Park Casino late this afternoon across the evening.
Thank you for that, Michael, and you guys have been doing a great job in lieu of what happened with FanDuel TV, and you guys have really picked it up with your own YouTube channel, and the presentation has stayed strong. So keep it up, Michael, and keep up your great calls. We're out of time. There's Bing Crosby. John, thank you for co-hosting. It's coffee and bagel time.
Yes, it is.
Thanks to Elliot and Christian Inside. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's get it rolling today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
And a winner in each race, where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar.